Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com.
Welcome to Sex with Simmery. This is Dr. Timmery. Today, just doing a little bit of pop culture-y ranty shit, you know, like you do. This is just going to cover a couple different things, but last night were the VMAs, as of me recording this now, and I wasn't planning on watching them, actually, but a friend of the show, Paul, I'm going to give Paul a shout-out, was tweeting at me about the amount of slut-shaming going on, and I was like, well, Breaking Bad's not on until midnight, so I guess I'll rewatch it. So first time I saw the VMAs since, like, I think probably, like, 2000, when Britney came out with the snake and, like, the flesh-colored sparkly thing, which, of course, I recall with great fondness, as you may also, depending on how old you were in 2000. First time watching the VMAs in a while. And that was fascinating. It's like a pretty fucking red concert in many ways, just because the production value. And I think it's nice to, like, see what the kids are up to. And I'm like, pleasantly surprised that I know the names of all the boy band people. So that is my official sign that I'm old. I'm going to stop talking like that. So about the VMAs. Pretty strong year for female artists in many ways. I mean, Lady Gaga opened the show, Katy Perry closed the show. That's pretty significant. Solo female artists having pretty good success there in that way, if that's a measurement of that. Only one female nominated for Video of the Year, which was Taylor Swift, and people have a lot of feels about Taylor Swift, and some folks just look at her face and don't like her because she looks like she's probably a pain in the ass to date, but you don't have to date her, so you don't have to hate her just looking at her. Selena Gomez won an award, and she's just adorable, and I don't know what she's like in person, but she sure plays a nice, sweet person when she's on stage, which is good. And I've also previously talked about One Direction and how it's a really fascinating turn of events that boy bands now, all of the members have to be hot, as opposed to back in the day where, you know, you usually had, like, the one or two boy band members who nobody really was into. I mean, like, you may know somebody who thought Joey Fatone was hot. You may know somebody who thought Chris Kirkpatrick was hot, of NSYNC. But all the One Direction kids now ridiculously good looking. So that's where music is now, where everybody has to be very video ready, and conventionally attractive. And even the ones who are supposed to be, like, alternative, like Janelle Monáe, still incredibly conventionally attractive. She just has, She's just got a bouffant thing going on. Pompadour? Pompadour. That's what I mean. Yeah, she's got a pompadour going on. That's not that alternative. Anyway, the big thing about the VMAs was Miley Cyrus is a big stupid whore. That's according to a lot of people's news feed. She's just a big whore. She's just so slutty. First of all, her outfit was, like, clearly the first outfit was clearly an homage to, like, Pedo Bear in many ways, which I enjoyed, actually, because I found it cutesy that she's playing with that whole, you knew me as a child star, and I'm transitioning to adult star, and I'm doing the only way that ever works for people commercially, which is to go incredibly sexual immediately. It's the exact same thing Anne Hathaway had to do after Princess Diaries, as she immediately got topless in, was it Havoc, and then again in Brokeback Mountain. And it was her, you know, I'm not a princess, I'm not a little girl, you're going to take me seriously as an adult by being really overtly sexual. And it worked for her, and now she's, you know, Oscar winner Anne Hathaway, right? She won. Yeah. She won for Les Mis, right? Yeah. I think she won. Obviously, I did a lot of planning before this. So Miley Cyrus is doing the same thing, the same formula that all those child stars who, you know, Lindsay Lohan tried it, but, you know, she got Lindsay Lohan along the way. And that was a problem. But she is still famous now because she did that transition in using that same formula. So Miley's just being really overt about it. And the reaction that we're having to it is not that dissimilar to what people would have had to, like, Madonna, like a virgin, writhing on stage pretending to masturbate in a wedding dress, which I believe was probably at the VMAs. It was another one of those big award shows. You know, it's just sort of a lack of perspective to really freak out about this. And it's absolutely working for her because, you know, your outrage is making you talk about her to other people, which is how you get and stay famous. And her dress, her second outfit, was definitely an homage to the Blurred Lines video because she was with Robin Thicke. Now, the weird thing about that performance, which also had 2 Chainz in it, which was like a fascinating medley of 2 Chainz, Miley Cyrus, and Robin Thicke, which was just like a blender sort of on the fritz, because that, I don't know, it worked. But was that Robin Thicke is so much older than everybody else up there. And it made him, plus he has like a zebra striped suit, right? So Miley's wearing like a flesh-toned bikini thing and being like really overtly sexual and doing some grindy things. She's got a giant thumb or giant foam finger and she's like petting him down and she's like doing humping gestures. And so we're all freaking out because we've never seen anybody do that before. We've never seen anybody make humping gestures in public. What? But then there's like a point where she drops down and she does her little sort of twerk thing that she can do as best she can without having an actual big round ass. And he comes up behind her and does a little like sort of fake grindy thing. And I haven't read anybody be like, Robin Thicke, why are you such a creep ball? Why are you going up behind that like 19-year-old girl, you 40-year-old married man? I haven't read anything about that. And I was like, he's kind of going for a creep ball thing right now because he's got, again, zebra straight suit. This man is easily old enough to be her father, and he's sporting a little bit of a porn stash. So I wasn't sure if it was just because it was so overt that nobody's given me any shit about it. But it kind of goes along with the whole controversy about the Blurred Lines video in the first place, which was that, you know, Robin Thicke has always said that the Blurred Lines video to him was an offensive because it was so obviously sexist. Like, he thought that, not necessarily that he called it a parody or a satire, but that, you know, he was like, Pharrell and T.I. and I are all these old married guys, and like, to us, it's just really funny that this is, you know, because it's so clearly not really us, but like, that's not at all how it reads to an audience who is not friends with you and fucking Pharrell, dude. Like, we don't view you as just old married dudes. We view you as Robin Thicke and fucking Pharrell. Like, that dude is awesome. He's on like the 2 biggest songs of the summer. The Despicable Me soundtrack. Yay. No, so the rest of us viewed the Blurred Lines video as, well, some people viewed it as rapey because the lyrics, you know you want it, which you can have whatever reaction to that song you want. I mean, the T.I. portion of it is really the only part that's really like overtly rapey, where he's like, I'm gonna split your ass in two. That's, you know, unless you're into that. So the Blurred Lines video, what I find problematic about it is really only that it's just so what we always see. We always see the dudes fully dressed and the ladies prancing around in very little. That's just been done just so many times. However, what he did do well, other than just having incredibly conventionally attractive girls who, you know, pretty much everybody can be like, yep, they're hot. Other than that, what he did was they looked like sort of they're having fun. Like, they're at a party. Like, this is a thing that the girls want to be doing as well. That the girls are into him and not just, like, the money, which is often what the songs are about that have girls wearing very little dancing around are about, is about the bitches are into the money. And, you know, like, tip drill, and he slides the credit card down through her ass. And so it's like, yeah, we're concerned with objectification in videos. And the understanding in most of them is that the girls are there for the money and for the fame. But in the Blurred Lines video, it almost just seems like the girls just are at a party, maybe because these guys are famous still, but, like, that they find these guys sexy. And so that is one of the things that I actually found really interesting about it. In contrast, Justin Timberlake's video, where he's just got naked bodies and, like, videos being projected on them, the girls don't have any personality. They're not allowed to. Like, I'm assuming this is how they were directed, is to look vacant and look literally like canvases for artistic projections to be put upon. And this is also my beef with Justin Timberlake in general, is that that's what he does to females in his videos. Is he disempowers them and takes away all personality whatsoever. The song Mirrors, that Justin Timberlake won a major award for yesterday at the VMAs, if you listen to the lyrics, it's, you know, it's basically, I love you because you project back to me my own awesomeness. Literally, the song is Mirrors, because it's like, I'm looking right back at myself. And it's not in a soulmatey way. It's in a, you know, you as I said, you project back to me my own awesomeness. And that is why you are good enough to be with me. And I know that you're the one, which, you know, is probably true about Jessica Biel. She seems pretty awesome. Jessica Timberlake, I'm sorry. So going back to the Blurred Lines video, it was different than that. It was different than a lot of them because the girls were showing personality in some to some degree. They didn't have any real lines and they didn't, you know, show like a whole diversity of expressions. But they looked like they were having fun and that they had just been given a general direction to have a good time and look like you're sort of enjoying this, I guess. Okay, so hopefully they enjoyed it and profited well from it. The song itself, whether or not it's rapey, I think it is certainly up to debate. And I have had this discussion with many people and some folks come down on the side of, oh, it's super rapey because, you know, it's the line, especially, you know, you want it, et cetera. But I come from the sex positive place where I just want to ask, so if there is a song about I want to hook up with you, and it's not a duet where you get the answer back, where you hear from the other person, how are you supposed to phrase it that I want to fuck you in a non-rapey way? That's the question. Like, so what about Blurred Lines makes you think that the recipient isn't like their longtime partner who's totally into this? Like, that's the question. It's like, because there is no answer, we actually are totally left in the dark about the intention of this song. Is it a complete stranger coming up to you in a dark alley and saying weird things? Is it somebody at the club who's approaching you and you're like feeling out whether or not you're into it? Is it somebody you definitely want to bang? Like, how do you write a song in 2013 that is sex positive, that is I want to fuck you, that is not going to sound rapey if it's coming from a man? And that is sort of the dilemma. So listening to just the part that Robin Thicke does, I don't know that you can necessarily say there's definitively lack of consent on the part of the other person. Again, the rap part that T.I. does, you can take that part away, and that has a totally different sort of tone to it. It's a much more like grandiose bravado, I'ma fuck you real good, like, and again, split your ass in two if you're into that sort of thing. So I think it's very much up to debate. And obviously, if somebody finds a song offensive, I'm not going to invalidate that and say that that's wrong. If somebody does not find the song offensive, I'm not going to say that that's wrong either. So I think it is very much up to you to discuss. And I'm actually glad that people are discussing it. It's ultimately the thing that is good. As opposed to, I don't feel like there's a whole lot of productive discussion about Miley right now. So going back to that, going back full circle to the VMAs and to Miley Cyrus. So again, what is the way that women are allowed to be sexually aggressive and to not get shit talked about it? If she'd had more clothes on, I guess people would have been fine with it. Katy Perry was dressed in almost unflatteringly too many clothes. She was dressed as a boxer. The woman is, you know, renowned for her figure, which was not necessarily showcased. She was wearing a sports bra, it was tiger striped, and like shorts that a boxer would wear, which is not necessarily flattering on most females in the traditional way, because it's sort of hiding the waist-hip ratio, it's covering up the thighs entirely, that sort of thing. She did an incredible performance that was very athletic and still maintained her vocals, which is cool. But nobody referred to her as slutty, and I didn't see anybody talking shit on Gaga for being slutty. She, at one point, was down in, like, seashell pasties and, like, a little bit of greenery over her crotch, a la, like, Eve, as in Adam and Eve, not Eve from Philadelphia. And, I mean, Gaga was wearing less than Miley. You could tell that Gaga had gotten a very good bikini wax. Miley was actually wearing more clothing, but was being overtly sexual and totally playful with it. And people did not feel comfortable about this, like, humping gesture and the fact that she was trying to feel Robin Thicke up with her giant foam finger, because she was showing too much agency. She was, you know, expressing herself sexually too much. And so obviously we got to freak out about it. I don't know, just a few different things, a few observations about the state of musical pop culture. And obviously everything is far more sexualized now than it was, you know, VMAs past, where it was just a kiss between Madonna and Britney and Christina Aguilera that people would freak out about, for good and for bad. So I would definitely love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to shout them at me at Twitter. Send a message on the Sex with Timmery Facebook page. However else you want to get a hold of me. So as always, you can send your questions, your comments to sexwithtimmery@gmail.com. And thank you for listening. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to Sex with Timmery. Sex with Timmery, the podcast, is produced by Nathan Karuna. Our opening music is by Charles Evans. Our closing music is by Hanya Lee. Be sure to check out sexwithtimmery.com, Sex with Timmery on Facebook, and tweet at me, Timmery_LEIGH. If you're a fan of the show, if you like it at all, a little bit maybe even, rate and review us on iTunes and tell your friends all about it. And thank you.